Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Yes, Alan, what do you want?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, go on, quick.
I want to know what topics we've got tonight.
We haven't got any topics. We don't do topics. We haven't done topics in 4 years.
Well, can I suggest a new topic?
We don't do topics. We haven't done topics for 4 years. We never do topics.
Well, I want to talk about the possibility about the Labour leader could be a woman.
Oh, dear God. Really?
Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call home, home, home until tomorrow. You know I'm free to roam.
Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Oh, 3-4-4-4-9-9-1-thousand. I'm Ian Lee. You are?
Katie Boyle.
There we go. Who was Katie Boyle? A columnist, an agony aunt.
She was a broadcaster.
Yes.
She was the face and voice of Eurovision. No, she spoke terribly posh.
I'm Katie Boyle. I'm Katie Boyle.
Yes.
Yes. The Late Night Alternative. It's a late night radio show unlike any others. We will not be spreading fear. We will not be spreading hate. This is, you could call it a safe space, I suppose. It's just a fun show. Monty Python on the radio. We sit here and we talk nonsense and we talk about some of the smaller stories that you may or may not have seen. We talk about our lives and you are welcome to call in about anything you want. Although, I must admit, Alan's suggestion about the possibility of a... Well, I'm a bloke. So maybe that's playing on it. But Alan's suggestion that there may be a female leader of the Labour Party, it won't be. It'll be Keir Starmer. I hate to break it to you. But it
I
also,
don't know, because often...
Oh, we're talking about it.
Often the front runner never doesn't get it.
You're correct. Although the front runner never gets it. And who broke that curse? Someone broke that curse. Boris Johnson. He broke the curse. So it could be, why am I so dark on that? Do I look dark on that screen to you? Do I like dark on that screen to you?
I mean,
I want to look light and vibrant. I want to look hot. I want to look power. I can't see!
Doesn't matter, it's radio.
We are, I'm a little bit manic today. I had a session with my counsellor, who's going to come in one day as a guest. Chip's invited me on his... Everyone's got a podcast. Chip's invited me on his podcast and he's going to come in here one night.
I love that.
Yeah, you've not met him yet, have you?
No, but I've spoken to him
a bit. He's a very nice man. He is going to come in at some point. Chip Summers, if you want to go and Google him. It's not just my therapist. He's not going to do a free therapy session. But I'd be surprised if he doesn't charge me for it. But if you go and Google him, you will see he has quite some history. But I was telling you, I feel manic today. And mania is not part of my depression. Okay, it's normally just feeling miserable or feeling okay. But I was feeling manic. I'm going to say it. I felt like I'd taken an ecstasy thing. I had this, that my shoulders were tingly and the lotus cortex of my brain, the front of my brain was like just on fire. It felt very, very peculiar. And that's unusual for me, guys. And I've still got a little bit of that mania, partly because it's been a brilliant weekend. I did an escape room and we finished it with 16 minutes, 5 seconds to spare. That's right. That's right. In fact, we were so far ahead, me and my two boys, they flashed up on the screen after 15 minutes. Guys, you could actually take a quick nap and still finish it in the time here. We were so far. Five other teams were doing the same room as us in different rooms. And they're all adults. And it was me and my two boys. And we finished it first. We finished it 4 minutes before the next team finished it.
This is what, your third escape room?
This is my fourth, their fifth.
Okay.
I love it.
Here's the thing.
I love it.
They're getting used to doing them now.
We walk in now and we're like, what do they call it? Not the super... viewers, the super, you know, people that can walk into a room and they just know everything that's in there. They go, there's three Chinese people, there's two black men, there's one woman in a wheelchair, and there's five.
That guy's wearing a red hat, she's wearing a blue blouse.
Take it all in. We're like that. We walk into an escape room, and instantly we went, that number's a different colour. That's part of a combination. Straight away, we were in there. Straight away. It's a really good one. It's in Milton Keynes. I can't think of what it's called. But if I remember it, I'll tell you, because I would thoroughly recommend it. We paid for it, don't worry. It
was locked in a room.
Locked in a room. It's one of the best ones I've been in terms of, you, as soon as you walk into the building, it's all dark and fusty and mysterious, and they set the atmosphere straight away. And then it's the only one I've been in as well where someone comes out in character and explains what you've got to do and what you've got to find. Oh, it was great. And some real, really tricky puzzles in there. And my youngest worked out one of the trickiest. It involved a magnet. We had a magnet and we could not work out what to do with this magnet. Couldn't work it out. And he went, well, what about this? Genius. It was so good. I love escape rooms so much, man. I want to live in an escape room. I want to set the house up as an escape room. That would be distinctly possible, I would have thought. Anyway, so that's the show. If you want to call in, very, very simple. 03-44-499-1000. 03-44-499-1000. Free for most people, pennies at the most. You will speak to Amy. She will take your name and number. That is all. And she will give you a call straight back and you can come on. That's what Daniel did.
Hello.
Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Ian. In the first place, I would like to give you condolences for Velvet.
Thank you very much indeed. That's very kind of you. And it's funny, when I think of her now, I still feel a little bit teary. But thank you, Daniel. That's very kind.
You know this band called Velvet Underground?
I do, yes. Terrible band.
It's good, isn't it?
Oh.
So I would like to talk about...
Well, Velvet is underground now, except she's not buried. Velvet is in a box in her bed, in my bedroom.
I know this band because I listen to Radio Paradise sometimes.
Okay, yes, you've mentioned Radio Paradise before. Velvet Underground are, it has to be said, Daniel, with respect, one of the worst bands of all time.
Well, you can say the same about Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
You could say the same, but you'd be wrong.
Do you like Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
Who doesn't like Frankie Goes to Hollywood? The power of love, a voice from above.
So do you know where I did go today?
It wasn't.
Did you go to Hollywood?
I went to Shoreditch. Oh.
I would have guessed that eventually, but it would have taken quite a few thousand guesses.
I went there to a game arcade with the virtual reality experience.
A game market with the virtual reality experience?
Yes, so you enter there, it's like an enterprise.
What's a game market?
So I had the experience with the virtual reality glasses.
Virtual reality gay experience for those who just want to try it.
Was quite good, but at the end I said, you know, I would like a game to learn languages, like, you know, you see the objects and you can learn vocabulary with it. You have to say the word for what you are seeing.
What, in gay slang? I'm so confused. Where did you go?
This app on mobile, I have an app called Duolingo.
Duolingual?
Duolingo.
Is that I like her. If you want to see me dancing with Dua Lipa. Somebody.
It's like Dua Lipa. You know, it's her real name. It's her real name.
She's British, Dua Lipa.
No, she's not British. She's from Lebanon.
Yeah, but she's British.
Is she?
Yes. Okay. Dua Lipa's British. Kath Googles it.
Just her dad isn't.
Yeah, she's British.
Too young for me. But, you know, I went on an Uber ride.
I went on an Uber ride.
And all my journey, I was explaining my idea about the international postcode system using meter cubes.
Oh, yes. Just remind the listener how that works, Daniel.
So you have an imaginary grid of cubes.
Daniel, just stay there 1 second. Maybe we should get Alan back to talk about female leaders of the Labour Party. OK, thanks. Cheers. Yes, Daniel.
So you have an imaginary grid of cubes,
yes.
All meter cubes, and this grid of cubes encompasses the whole planet, including satellites, and the whole planet, including the center of Earth, all the planets.
Yes.
So each cube is a postcode location, and all cubes are numbered. So the thing is, if you are going to sign a contract for a property, you have a tenancy agreement, and you list all the cubes that are inside your house. All cubes are 1 meter cube.
Ah, so you could have several cubes inside your house. Wouldn't that just take up that takes up a lot of... Well, I tell you what, we've talked about this before, so let's dwell thee not.
Yeah, so
what did the Uber driver make of this?
Yeah, so he really liked the idea. He said, well, it's really, really smart. I really like the idea. It's very interesting. But then...
Get out of my car.
He didn't know what was a meter.
Huh?
I asked him, but do you understand what is a meter cube? He said, I don't know what is a meter, but the idea is great.
He didn't know what is a meter, but the idea
I
is great.
I told him, look, like a basketball player, is like if he's really tall basketball player, is like 2 meters.
I'm going to be honest. If I was looking at the distance of a running track, I could tell you if it was 100, 200 or 400 meters. I do not know how tall I am in metres. I'm 6'4". And if I'm on the motorway, I will tell you that that turn-off is 500 yards away.
Do you know that 1 metre cube has 1,000 litres of water?
I know it now.
And it weighs 1,000 kilograms.
Holy jackamole.
So well, it's like 1,000 kilograms of water.
Are you still wearing... Can I ask
1,000 litres of water.
Yes.
That's 1 metre cube.
Are you still wearing the virtual reality goggles? You might want to take them off and enter the real world with me and Catherine.
I was really scared sometimes. They made me fall into a precipice.
A Brexit?
That's
how they did
so
it.
So I was falling. I was
falling off a cliff.
Yeah, a cliff. Yeah.
Precipice.
I was in the feeling the creeps with it. Like, I thought I was going to faint or something.
I could be
a consultant for Uber.
Yes.
Because I have great ideas on how to improve Uber.
Ah, here we go. Now we've got a topic. How would you improve Uber? 0344-499-1000. Give us your top three, please, Daniel.
Okay, so the top... Do you prefer the toppest one?
The bottomest one.
Okay, the bottom. So we have drones everywhere, isn't it? Like, in the future... We will have drones everywhere.
Yes, it is.
But the thing is, you don't need to have the drone go all the way. Like, imagine I have a package where I live here in Clapham, and I want it to be delivered to Shoreditch, right?
Yes.
So the package can go to Trafalgar Square, and from Trafalgar Square it goes to Shoreditch.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the thing is, you don't have a drone that goes... From Clapham to Shoreditch, you have a drone that goes into the top of a car, a Uber car. All Uber cars would have a rooftop.
Like a land, like a tiny helipad, a little H-point
exactly,
painted there.
Like an airport.
An airport.
The Uber car would be an airport for a drone.
Oh, yes, now I'm in.
So the thing is, the drone would only have to go from the door of my meter cube house.
Meter cube house.
Yeah, so the thing is, at my door, I have a meter cube.
Yep, I bet.
Yeah, okay, so the drone would pick my package at my meter cube.
So sorry to everybody listening to this right now.
Top of the nearest available Uber car.
Yes, sir.
And it would land the package in the Uber car.
Yes. Yeah.
Then the Uber car goes to Trafalgar Square. In Trafalgar Square, the Uber connects with the cloud, and the cloud says, okay, now... This we need a drone in Trafalgar Square to pick the parcel.
Catherine.
Excuse me.
And put the parcel in another Uber that goes to Shoreditch.
Excuse me, Daniel.
Yes.
Why are we using drones at all if they're ending up going on cars? Why don't you just send it in a car?
It's more expensive, the drone.
How can it be more expensive? You're having a drone as well as the car. Get rid of the drone, just use the car.
No. The car spends lots of the thing is, the Ubers are already going.
Yeah.
They're already going there, Catherine. What's your problem?
So if they're already going, just stick your package in.
All right, Catherine.
With your hands. With your hands.
No. The thing is, this could work with any car. It wouldn't need to be the Uber, but Uber would be perfect for it.
Okay.
The thing is, you go to your nearest traffic light, junction.
Yes.
You go to the crossroads.
Nearest traffic light
where there's a traffic light.
Yes, Daniel.
And there is a Royal Mail machine with drones.
Machine with drones.
And so the drone, you just put the parcel.
Again, I'm
there.
Really, really sorry. I'm sure you prefer we were talking about Brexit or Harry and Meghan. Sorry. Guys.
Yes, sir.
And then the car goes, and the cloud says the next hop. Mm. You know, it goes hop, 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 hop. Okay. And it minimizes.
I'm going to cut you off now.
It's like the shortest distance.
Yep.
Bye, Daniel.
I'm going to cut you off.
Yeah.
03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
I'm being told that Daniel's idea of... Forget the drones. Forget the Druba. Of... postcodes being one cubic square has happened.
Right.
But it's called What Three Words, but I don't know what three words is. So could someone please phone in and tell me what it is? A couple of people said, oh, it's already been done. What Three Words? And then it sent me to an app. I haven't really got time to check the app. So if you're listening and you know what three words is are, could you give me a call? 0344 499 1000 and let me know, please. That would be very, very helpful. Good evening, Glenn.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. Glenn, what have you got for us?
Funnily enough, I work for the ambulance service. We're sort of incorporating... This is nothing to do with what I called.
OK.
But we're kind of incorporating the what three-word thing at the
moment. Oh, there you go. I didn't know that. What is it?
Yeah. So if you were... Imagine if you were on the side of a mountain somewhere and completely lost. All you'd need was... if you got the app...
Yeah.
You look at the coordinates of where you are, mm-hmm. and each, I think it's meter square area,
what?
Has three words to it.
I think it's three meters square.
So you look at your app, and your app might say something along the lines of car, lamp, toaster.
Right, so you can't see those things?
No.
Right?
No. So and then you call the emergency services.
You say car, lamp, toaster.
Say, what three words? And then you say car, lamp, toaster.
You're joking.
They put in car, lamp, toaster, and it will pinpoint exactly where you are on the side of that mountain.
But those but Catherine, say what you said. It's 3 square meters.
3 meters square, yeah.
So Daniel's, and this is where Daniel's is different. Daniel's is 1 square meter, and it's numbers.
Yeah.
Does it? I'm going to ask a really dumb question. I know the answer to this is well, obviously yes, but I'll ask the question. Does it work?
Well, obviously, yes.
People are using it now for the ambulance.
Yes. Yeah, so if someone's driving along a country road, and there's no road signs,
yeah.
and there's no road numbers. You can look on the app, and yeah. the GPS will pinpoint exactly where you are, and give you the words plaster, shoe. Cat, and your phone 999 say I'm in plaster. I'm at Plaster Shoe Cat. They'll put in Plaster Shoe Cat, and it'll pinpoint exactly where those three words.
I think we're dumb. I think that's a sign of us dumbing down, isn't it? Because one of the great joys and great... I know it's slightly different for people who are involved in an accident, but one of the great joys and great frustrations of breaking down in your car in the middle of nowhere is trying to work out whereabouts are you? I don't know. And you jog up like 100 yards up the street... Yards. You jog up 100 yards at the street to see if you can... Oh, there's no street sign there. You jog back... The other way, it's that's one of the joys.
I find it strange you'd use something like that rather than, I don't know, the location thing on WhatsApp, for example.
She's got you there.
You know what I mean?
We all just collapsed. I've downloaded it. So what three words has given every 3 meter square in the world a unique three word address? Okay. So now you can find precise locations with just three words and share them just as easily. Right. Find your three-word address. Okay, let me find out. Okay. Okay, it's honing in. It's honing in. Hang on. Now what do I do? Try entering your home... No, I want to find my address now. I'm here.
Yeah, imagine there's been a terrible accident.
Oh, I found it. Okay, it's a terrible accident. I'm currently at Drive Return Lunch.
There you go. So you call the ambulance service and they say, where are you? Like, I don't know. I'm looking around. I can't see anything. Hang on a second. You go on your app, you put in where you are. You say, I'm at Drive, whatever it was, Lunch.
Yeah.
At this end, we put in Drive Lunch and we're like, oh, look, he's at Talk Radio Studios.
That's what it says, yeah. It says Talk Sport, but that's the patriarchy. Yeah.
It's not a perfect thing.
Wow. Has this been around for a while? I'm asking you as though you invented it. How did you come up with the idea, Glenn?
we were introduced to it in the NHS around probably middle of last year.
Okay, well, wow. this is it. I like to keep my finger on the pulse.
Kind of fed in slowly.
Like to keep my finger on the pulse of the latest developments. All right, Glenn. Well, thank you for that. Well, but that's not what you called in for. That was just a little teaser.
That was an amuse-bouche.
And this is really odd because the other thing I was calling in about was a teaser.
Oh. You're joking.
No, this is really weird.
Planets are aligning. Planets are aligning.
Tease us, Glenn.
Yeah, but I wanted you to tease me because I'm. Oh, by the way, long time listener, sixth time caller.
There's nothing. Absolutely nothing for that.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
So I'm. Unfortunately, but I'm a podcast listener.
Right.
And right now, I think I'm around May last year. So you've just seen Shazam.
Oh, yes!
A guy called Roger's just been outed for actually being able to see.
Yeah. He's still around, yes.
What else has happened? Your cat's killed a bird.
Get ready for a bit more of that. Oh, you don't... Okay, do you want spoilers or not?
So, yeah, well, this is it. I just want to know, you know, like 10 months into the future, what have I got to look forward to?
Velvet dies.
Oh, no, don't.
You wanted... This is it. This is it.
What?
You made the wish. I am granting the wish. It's not all wine and roses this in the future.
That's awful.
Boris Johnson wins the general election.
No.
Velvet passes. I have, before Velvet passes, I get two new kittens. So I, for a period, I have five cats.
On top of the other two?
On top of the other two. Would you like to ask us any... I tell you what, we will answer two specific questions about the future.
Okay. You predicted that within 3 months, beards would be out.
Oh, well.
Okay, right.
Can I tell
you? And that you were good at predicting fashion trends.
Well, but you know what's happening in the real world because it's January the 13th. You're only behind in...
Yeah, but he doesn't know about your moustache.
Go with it.
Oh, he doesn't! Tell him!
He had a moustache for a while.
No, really?
Yeah.
Disappointed? We've ruined his life with Velvet and the moustache!
And it led to a lot of controversy. No, it wasn't. He did it because he felt like he should.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about you? Did you have one for a while?
No. I've still got mine.
This is it, Glenn. You have opened Pandora's box and it ain't so pretty. You're allowed to ask one more question.
Okay. I had one just then as well. Right, the beard thing.
It's a dangerous game to play, my friend. With all the wisdom comes all the responsibility.
I don't want to.
Ask it.
Also, around sort of this time, this May thing last year, you had a little thing on one of your shows. You had a bit of a rant.
Oh, had the breakdown. You can bring it up. I had a breakdown on air.
Any
more of those to look forward to? Any more of those? Shall I just jump to those ones? What was your question, caller? Sorry, what was your question, Glenith?
And did Kath pass her bike test?
Yes.
Yay!
I did eventually. It took me a while.
Glenn, we are closing the door on the future. You have to go back into the past. Well done. That was fun. If anybody is like 10 months or so behind on the pods...
You want spoilers.
And you want spoilers, we will answer two questions. Oh, how gutted he was with that information, though. He had a moustache and Velvet's dead.
You hit him straight away with Velvet, though. You should have saved that.
No, because I wanted to show him that you don't mess with time.
Mm.
I've learned that from so many movies. You cannot... mess with time. It never works.
Take what you wish for.
Yeah, he jumped into the future. No, my friend. Very dark place. And this is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Good evening, Thomas.
Good evening, Ian.
Thomas, what can we do for you?
I need a bit of advice about something.
You've come to exactly the right place. What is it you would like advice about, my friend?
High school.
Okay, talk to me.
I've been finding it quite difficult.
Okay.
Quite scary, quite daunting.
Yeah.
How can you come over it?
So you've started high school?
Yeah, started in September.
September, okay. Well, Jack, I couldn't work out what month we are. I thought we were in, like, March or something for some reason. What are you finding... daunting. What are you finding daunting, first of all?
Just being around bigger people. And in the movie, they always say it is quite a thing, like, your people get bullied and stuff. And I was quite worried about that. And I've seen it, but I haven't been bullied yet.
You haven't been bullied yet, which is good. And you may never get bullied?
Yeah.
Or it
I'm
may...
I'm worried about
it. Yeah, it may That's happen at some point, point, but it hasn't happened... so far.
Yeah.
There's a very strong chance you won't get bullied at all. I don't want to say never, because I'm not... Some adults go, oh, that will never happen to you. And that's... We don't know. We just don't know. So, but there is a very strong chance that it won't happen to you.
Again.
So, so are you still worried about the possibility of being bullied?
A bit, but... Not so much.
Not so much. Okay, that's good. Well, that feels like one thing, not sorted, but one thing we can just pick that up and we can just put that over to the side and deal with that at a later date, if it indeed ever happens. So what are the other things that are concerning you?
I'm finding keeping up with the homework and stuff quite difficult.
Is it a big leap from the amount of homework and the difficulty of the homework from your previous score?
Yeah, schoolwork, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I that blew my mind, going from my middle school to my grammar school. And how old is high school? Tell me the ages of high school.
What do you mean?
Well, how old... So you've just started. How old are you?
I'm 11.
Okay, right, so it's the same. Okay, I'm just checking, because I'm an old man. So that, when I went from... I used to go to middle school, then I went to grammar school, and that was 11. And it was just like, whoa, man, why has everything got so complicated over the summer holidays? What the hell happened? I felt massively out of depth and lonely when I went to grammar school. I really, really struggled. It felt like a different world, and it's kind of was a big turning point for me, because I lost interest. I lost interest quite quickly. Are you able to talk to your parents or your teachers or your people, the adults that you live with, about...
Yeah, I have, but I'm not really sure it's helped that much, because...
What have they said?
They say just get organised and you'll be fine.
Well, in a minute we're going to speak to Ms. Catherine Boyle, who is organised, and there may be something we can look at there. That won't solve everything, But the thing I have learnt finally is that being organised can help. It can help having lists and orders and things like that. But it won't solve everything. It won't solve how you're feeling. I'm going to ask a question which may be the key to this. Have you got any friends there?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
They're in a different form and I don't actually see them that much.
Ah, so you haven't got any friends in your form?
No.
Have you... And this person in the other form, would you say that they are a best friend?
Yeah, there are several of them who are, some of my very best friends.
And were they from your previous school?
Yeah, they've been... I've been friends with them for a few years.
Right, OK. Here's the thing I've just noticed, is when you're talking about them, you suddenly become alive and get very animate. Hang on a minute, what are you doing up at this time of night?
I listen to your show.
Whoa! Ixnay on the Issenlay! OK. You became very excited and animated when you were talking about your friends, right? And so yeah. I get that they're really important to you. Have you got anybody in your form...
They're not as good friends.
They're not as good friends, but you can still have a laugh with them.
Yeah.
Good. The person you sit next, do you still sit like two people to a desk?
No, because I'm not in the same classes as them.
I mean in your class. And the person you sit next to, do you get on?
A bit, yeah.
Yeah, I've sat next to some right old idiots in my time. I was probably an idiot to some people. Catherine, step in, Catherine.
We all got told off once and got put boy-girl, right? Oh. And that was supposed to be punishment, but actually it was the best thing that could have happened in the end because it forced us to talk to each other when we hadn't before. Here's the thing. I didn't go to high school. I went to a middle school, but I was the new girl when I was 10, so I kind of get that whole thing about being taken out of somewhere where you felt... secure and where you were used to, and all of a sudden you're in somewhere that seems massive and new, and you're lucky that you've got some friends, but in form time I get that you can feel a little bit like you're there on your own.
And I don't have any classes with any of my
no so you only see them at break time and stuff.
Here's what helped me, because I used to feel really anxious about going to school from about 10 to about 11, maybe 12. Don't think about the whole week, just think about every day as it comes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because I used to worry about school. I used to see just a never-ending stream of like homework and stuff like that. And I used to get, very anxious about it. Just take every day, even if it's every hour when you're at school, as it comes. And actually, that way, the time flies by a lot more and you're not making... Because I think sometimes if you worry about things, you suffer twice because you worry about what might happen. Like when you were talking about bullying and stuff. You worry about what might happen, and then if it does happen, then you've suffered twice. Do you know what I mean? Does that sound silly?
Yeah.
So be reassured that you won't be the only person feeling like that because everyone's in the same boat. And also, it's really early days at that new school. What, you've only been there since September,
yeah.
And then you've had that long Christmas break. Things will start to get easier, but just don't try not to think about it as a week-long thing. Just take every day as it comes.
Here's what I get, Thomas, right? And it's really easy for me and Catherine to say things will get easier because we know they will. We know they will because I've been there and Cass's been there. Different ways, but we've been there, right? And two old people going, it'll get better. Even though it's couched in reality and truth, that isn't going to help you now. So here is my suggestion to you, right? The Cass suggestion of taking it one day at a time is spot on. Absolutely perfect. Find the things that you really love and enjoy. Find the lessons, the subjects, the teachers, the things that you really love and enjoy. Throw yourselves into them, bathe in them, cover yourselves in them. What are the subjects you really dig?
What do you mean, really like?
Yeah, so I'm talking like an old man from the 60s. I do apologise. What are the subjects that you really like?
Maths, English, science.
Oh, you're like my boy. Are you any good at maths?
Yeah, I'm in set one.
Oh, mate, well done. My son, my eldest, both of them, but my eldest in particular, are really good at maths, and I couldn't understand it. It was like going into a Chinese lesson, having missed the first year of Chinese. I just couldn't get it. Throw yourself into that. Thomas. Enjoy it. Sit at the front if you get the choice. I don't think you do, actually. But sit, listen, pay attention, ask questions, answer questions. Never be afraid to put up your hand and say, I don't know what that means.
And on the friendship side of things, it sucks that you're not in the same group as your friends that you already have, but there must be, and you said there are people in your class you get on all right with. So that's a good thing, right, that you get on all right with them. Don't expect them to be your best friend. You don't need a best friend. You've already got a best friend. Just, you know, take it as an opportunity to, you know, have a chat with someone else. And you know what? If you don't like them, it's fine. You've got proper friends. But I think slowly but surely you'll realise that not everyone's an idiot.
I remember what I was going to say. Thomas, you like the show, right?
Yeah.
And do you like me?
Yeah, you're funny.
Thank you, man. And you trust me, yeah?
Yes, right. I do.
Well, okay. Well, I've been speaking to you for 5 minutes, 10 minutes maybe, and I have learned a little bit about you. Would you mind? And I'm very perceptive, as you'll know, from listening to this show. I can read people and I get pretty good impressions of people. Would you mind if I shared what I've picked up about you?
Yeah,
okay. Fine. You are very intelligent, very polite, very well-mannered. I'm getting there's a little naughty vibe going on in there as well, but naughty in the good sense. We all like
you
to
mean
misbehave.
He's normal.
He's like to misbehave. I get that. That's fine. Funny. Wonderful soul inside of you, Thomas. You are a good human being. Thanks. I'm going to say something to you that you may not believe right now, but I really want you to try and trust me, right? Everything's going to be all right.
Okay.
That's it. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. And it's an old man, you know, telling you. I promise you. I swear on my life. Swear on my cat's lives. Everything will be all right, Thomas.
Okay.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Good. Hold on to that because it's true. I wouldn't say if it wasn't true. Everything will be all right. I've really enjoyed talking to you. I'm a dad and I have to say this. You've got to go to bed, man. You've got to go to bed
okay,
now.
Okay, I will.
Thank you. Everything will be all right, Thomas. Remember that I told you that, okay?
Yep.
Speak okay. to you soon, man. Take
Thank
care.
You,
bye-bye. Thank you. There we go. Thomas. What a beautiful human being.
Yeah, same age as my daughter.
Beautiful human being. Yep.
Everything, oh, I remember that. That's tough.
Everything will be all right.
Yeah.
0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.